Debbie Romero is your host today on Transcend with Debbie and can be found on all platforms. She is a renowned international evidential psychic medium, Reiki master, Munekai certified, and empowerment teacher, who is holding space to bring awareness with other like-minded souls as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. With awareness, inspiration, love, compassion, and healing. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Look who's here. I have mother, daughter, Carol, and Kaylee in the house. This is what's up.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Kaylee. Thank you for being a guest on Send with Debbie. It's an honor.
We're excited to sit down with you today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a privilege, you know, to be a conduit for spirit and community requires a lot of tenderness and a lot of love and time and passion. And so both of you have caught my attention over the years in your journey. And I was like, oh, yes, this is awesome. Like, I got to get more about what's happening in Carol and Kaylee's life. So thank you. If I may, Carol, if I may come to you, and if you can just let the world know a little bit about yourself and what you do for spirit.
I'm a psychic medium and a Reiki healer as well. I love them both equally, I feel like, because in our Reiki sessions, I feel like with the messages that come through, it really helps people. They're in a vulnerable place. They're laying down. Sometimes I feel there's more openness to allow their emotions to be free on the table. Like sometimes they're laughing, sometimes they're sleeping, sometimes they're crying. Mm-hmm. And I really just treat it all as very sacred space. And mediumship, I absolutely love because I'm someone who needed a medium in my journey growing up. And so I just love them both, actually.
Yeah. Spirit is spirit, you know, and as they flow to you and the frequency and vibration of love, I can tell that you embody that wholeheartedly. So thank you for sharing that. Miss Kaylee, girl, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for spirit.
So I do the same thing. We are mother and daughter mediums, psychic mediums. My journey very much started with her journey into mediumship. But I think the difference was that she had to go through a lot more of the like harder lessons with opening up as a medium, accepting yourself as a medium, where I'm so blessed in being able to see that it was already accepted in my environment. It was already encouraged in my environment, which I feel like has really helped me step into my power as a medium that much easier, and already have this trust with spirit and with the evidence that comes through and the messages that come through. But I do the Reiki healings as well, intuitive, psychic messages. But I think mediumship and my one-on-one mediumship readings are really where my heart is at, because that's where all of the healing really happens. I always say mediumship readings aren't just for connecting to your loved ones. As much as that is what it's for, it's so much more for the client, for the sitter sitting across from you, to help them heal and to let go of any of the grief or emotions, like Carol was saying, that they've been holding on to, and to just help them let it go. So I really do think, and I could probably for the both of us, that is where we get so much fulfillment in our work, is with our one-on-one sessions with mediumship and being able to provide, most importantly, the evidence that our loved ones are always with us, are always around us, and then the healing messages that come through that really help them after the reading's over.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. I can see the passion that drives you and the multifaceted layers that you have tapped into for your client. Mm-hmm. I can see how you delve deeper into the subconscious of the energies. And so that's mm-hmm. really cool. It takes a very special person to be able to hold that link and to mm-hmm. go into those realms of energies. So yeah, that's mm-hmm. awesome. You know, and I hear you, and what comes to mind, you know, mom says, I was going through this because I needed a medium.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're mediums, but we also need a medium.
Mm-hmm.
What did that feel like for you, Carol, when you got your first reading as you were going through your grief?
When I got my first connection, I was telling her earlier today, I went to mediums since I was 17. I went mm-hmm. often, a couple times a year. And I was the client who took off my wedding ring. And I refer to myself as Doubting Thomas my whole life. But I would take it off, not because I was telling her I was so skeptical, but I was so open at the same time. I just wanted proof. I wanted to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is my loved one. And I never really received that. So I don't know if it's because of... well, this is what we were talking about earlier. I don't think it was, because I had a skeptic in a reading yesterday, and it was such a beautiful healing. So sometimes we have these beliefs mm-hmm. as mediums that that energy they come to with the skeptic side of them will block certain things. And I was kind of debunking that from like yesterday's reading. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there's something to the openness, absolutely, for it to flow. But I think we all get exactly what we need out of every single reading. So I've been to many of them when I was younger. And I would always talk to my brother, Eddie. Again, I was 2.5 when he passed away, but I didn't realize how much I talked to spirit my whole life until just even recently, talking so much about all this. I'm like, I always talk to him, and I would always ask him for proof. And there was this one teacher that would have gone on to be my teacher by accident, because I didn't know it at the time. I had a reading with her, and I was asking Eddie, if this is real, do this. And I was very specific. And again, going into my future, when I was learning about mediumship, that's what they say, be specific. But I didn't know it at the time. So I was like, show me this, if this is true. And he actually did. And I still didn't listen, which is another big thing we were talking about earlier.
What do you mean you have to listen to? That's a lot of senses going all at one time.
But it was the free, but actually, see, now as I'm thinking about it, it's the free will that we have. What happened was we bought a house, and we were putting an addition on it. And my father's good friends from Ireland were doing it for cost, cheap. And what this medium told me was, put a for sale sign out in front of that house. You cannot move in there. All this negative stuff is going to happen. Put a for sale sign. And I'm like, how? My dad's friends are building this house. So it was that, it's not that I didn't want to listen. I really did. But I was like, how could I? We didn't even move in yet. And I told my mom, and she said, your father would, like, that's not going to happen. So it wasn't happening. We were living at their house at the time our house is being built. And so I didn't listen, but I got, but what Eddie shared with me, basically, by me asking him specifically, is this real, was that it was authentic. She was connecting with him. So that part was real. And then what I was going to say is, maybe I was listening, even though I didn't think I was listening, because we went on to live there for 17 years. And maybe coming through the medium, it just wasn't,
the right timeline.
The right timing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was shifted. Who knows how that happened. But I did get my answer. That was the first connection that I felt that I asked spirit for an answer, and he came through with validation mm-hmm. for me personally, not through a medium.
and then the rest.
You do work with him very closely. I smile because I had Eddie with me this morning. And I was like, oh, Eddie, very interesting. Who's Eddie? He's so, I think that it's very beautiful that, and this is the one that is his heavenly anniversary today. Is this,
no,
is this a different one?
Yeah, my other brother.
Okay, because obviously, really quickly, they're just going to say they love you. So just like, and you know this, so I'm going to leave that there and just, I smile because I want to validate, you know, the name that I woke up to and the energy of their presence, getting excited, like that, those are my girls. So it sounds like you have brothers, and you're like the girls or the babies or something, because they're like, those are my girls. Like, yes, they're in there, you know? So the intelligence of the alignment, as you say, the timelines, mediums can often, and this is important, when we're in the aura and we're in the psychic energies, you're going to the past, the present, into the future. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes information can be brought forward. It could also be misinterpreted. And how we're receiving it. So it's very important to, you know, pause with it, sit with it, and fill into it. And it sounds like they left you a little bit puzzled. You know, who are we to say, don't move, don't go there? And like, you know, and put that energy of like, how do we make it better versus saying, oh my God, like, girl, you got to run, you know, like, what it comes to me is the movie Whoopi Goldberg, the movie goes, like, girl, you is in danger, girl.
Yeah,
you know? Exactly. Like, no, I mean, there's no disrespect to the mediums, but I'm just saying that that is one
thing to talk about, and why we, like, I didn't want to put my name out there as a medium for many years because of, I didn't want to be associated with, it's the way you deliver, and always allowing for them to have, see their own power, their own free will, their own choice, and just to have an understanding surrounding how it works. And I don't think, some mediums don't always offer that.
Right.
Which is fine, because because of that, I was able to learn different things. You know, it was all good.
That's what I was going to say, is I think that's why we are the mediums that we are today, is because of these past experiences that we learned from, that we were able to discern and realize that that type of teaching, that type of reading doesn't resonate with us. Like, we see our power, and we want our client to see their own power in their life.
That's right.
And their choices.
So a lot of integrity
that
you both are speaking of. And I'll share a personal story. You know, I've been getting readings for a very long time. I know a lot of mediums, as I'm sure both of you do. And, you know, my mom had just passed about a year and a half ago. And, you know, TikTok is insane with readers, you know, and I'm just, I know her. And I was just looking at her, and I was watching the words that come out of her mouth. And I was like, yeah, my mom's not coming through you, Skip. And I'm thinking, I'm like, just going through it. I'm like, oh, you're super out there. You got too many people, Skip, you know. And my husband's like, why are you judging everything? He goes, you don't like it when anybody does that to you. And I'm just like, well, you know, this is a sacred energy of connection, of that flow of divine God. Yes, they love laughter, and yes, they love fun, and yes, but it's like, who do you want your loved one to come through? Like, who are you giving? It's like, are you worthy of my mother's love? Be careful. Like, you know, you're really like, guard is up, hold up. Like, I don't know what I'm feeling here. Hold up. And so I ended up on a page. It was two of my friends, and they had like the least amount of followers on there, 11 people versus hundreds and hundreds that people get, right? This guy, he says, Debbie, oh my God, it's Miss Romero. And, you know, I'm just giving the kudos and trying to support and send them the love. And they bring me in. You know, I'm only a week or two into the passing. So I'm very raw. Yeah. And spirit is very intelligent, very intelligent. They knew I needed to be in the energy instead of sitting outside of the energy. Mm-hmm. Deb, you want to do a reading with us? And I, you know, I'm on the spot. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, and I'm just like, get off the social media, girl. What you doing to yourself, you know? And so he brought in the energy for another woman that was identical to my mom. Mm-hmm. And I could feel her essence, but he didn't know that that was my mom also. And then one of my other girlfriends called, and they're like, messaged me the next day. I'm so sorry. I had no idea, you know, that your mom passed. I says, no, it's exactly what I needed. I needed the upliftment of the energy. I needed the upliftment of spirit world. And I needed to be in that energy to keep me going and to know, you know, I was in the hands of the right people. And so both of you saying this and through using your own experiences, there are different faucets in how we are seen or given information. And I think this is important. Many times people want us to unfold it in deeper and deeper, and they want such great detail. Yes, we're giving you evidence, but there's so much more that they still have to do the walk and experience to create that. And I think that part of the message is missed for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
What do you think? Like, it's like, I told you this, but you got to do it, girl. Let's empower you to walk through the fire. You know, like, let's empower you to go date that guy. Like, you can't just be sitting at home eating bonbons. You got to go out and say, hey, what's up? Yeah. Right? You got to create the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. But that's where, and that's why the, what we were saying with like allowing our clients to see their power in their choices and in their own healing journey. And, you know, you don't have to hold on to this grief or this past experience anymore. And if you just allow yourself to feel these emotions coming up for you and honor these emotions, or just honor the space that you're at and how healing that could be in itself to get you on your next step in your journey, for sure.
Right. I gotta ask, Kaylee, girl, you got old soul. How old are you, baby?
I'm 23.
You hear her talking, mom? Like, girl, I've been there, done that. My soul astral traveled in many past lives, and I know what's up.
Yeah. I think, I've been connecting to spirit since I was as little as 10 years old, but I took my first mediumship development course when I was 15.
You were in circles before that.
Yeah, that was the circle. I was like 14, 15 when I was in my first mediumship circles and just kind of getting into it. But there was a period of time for a couple of years where I shied away from this. I wanted nothing to do with it. It was in high school. I think it was like 16 to like 18. I wanted nothing to do with it. I think it was because there was always a part of me that knew this is what I was going to do with my life, because I always felt this pull, but for some reason I didn't want anything to do with it. It was like, I just want to live my life, live this experience. I don't want to focus on work, because I know you were so excited that I was already connecting and while you were going through your journey at the same time, that you wanted me to keep going with it. And it definitely shied me away. But I also do think I needed that space, because there were things that I was going through emotionally and with relationships in that period of time that I feel like taught me so much more about healing and compassion. And I remember within high school, when I was little, watching like endless YouTube videos about healing and healing the subconscious and the emotional body and understanding the emotional body. And so I think that period of time where I stepped away from spirit or meditating or connecting was very necessary for me to be the medium that I am today, to help people heal where they're at or what they're needing with their emotions. I feel like that's a big part of who I am as a medium, is, and the messages that seem to come through with their loved ones, it's all about helping them heal and let go of the emotions that they're holding on to. So I started very young, but I got away from it, and then I obviously made my way back to it.
Wow. I agree with you. As you integrate the energies and you're learning, I feel like we're always taken to different levels of information. Things pop up to us, and you know, sometimes we don't understand why this YouTube video is popping up, or why is this book all of a sudden catching my attention, or this show, I need to pay attention to this. Yeah. The subconscious is a deep place that holds, you know, our wounds and of our experiences. And when we're tapping into that shadow self, or the soul retrieval or soul work that you speak of, that's power, girl. Mm-hmm. And before you started talking, spirit was like, she's a healer. Mm-hmm. So I was already getting it. Oh, she's the healer. Okay. So that's a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. And you're such a beautiful soul that has traveled many lifetimes of experiences. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you to be a healer?
I feel like, and it's interesting that you use the word like responsibility, because it's something that I, even now, some of my own, I think people don't realize we're still human. And so we still have our own thing that we have to go through. And responsibility is a big thing for me, where I feel like I take on responsibility for other people, for those around me, and helping them figure things out and get things done on my outside life, not Kaylee as a medium, but Kaylee as a human. And so working through that has helped me to, in my mediumship readings, to let go of the feeling responsible for my client and feeling like putting this pressure on myself to, I have to bring through these healing messages that are going to change their lives, that are going to help them heal. I've been able to let go of all this pressure and responsibility and really trust so much more in spirit and in their loved ones, that everything that comes through, when I set that timer to the minute that the timer goes off, that it's what their soul is needing, and just trusting that period and taking myself out of it, taking my mind out of it, and knowing that in that moment, I'm just a channel for spirit, mm-hmm. and allowing myself to surrender and step aside, and really trust their loved ones and the magic that happens. So it's interesting, because when you do this work too, I feel like you have no choice but to look at your own stuff. It's put right in front of you.
You have to.
And it's mm-hmm. put right in front of your face. But it also comes with like more compassion and understanding for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's all connected, and it's all very much needed for us to be able to serve spirit in the clearest way, the clearest light that we can. So mm-hmm. it's hard, because you have to face the stuff that comes up for you, but it's so right. more worth it. And fulfilling when we do that, and we're also growing to love ourselves more and heal ourselves, but then also simultaneously becoming a clearer channel to bring through right. these messages to help other people on that journey.
I agree. It's important to have a clear channel. It's important to work through the mud. You know, no one wants to have a polluted channel, especially if you've studied and you know this is your purpose, and you're like, okay, something comes to the surface. I still would say to my friends, you know, I work with so many people, so many healers, and you're part of the energy constantly, daily, mm-hmm. which is moving energy through our structures all the time, which is making us have to go through our own stuff. Whether you like it or not, the energy is moving, and it does, it's constantly evolving. And so what comes to the surface is a gift. And if you can give yourself grace, like, it will really move in a very beautiful way that you thought, oh my God, that was cool. Like, thank you, God, it's gone, or it moved out of my awareness. You know, it's no longer sitting in my mind. It might be in my solar plex, but it's not in my thoughts. You know, it's just traveling through the body parts, but it's making its way to the earth, you know, like peace be with you, be gone, you know. But Carol, 10 years old, she started developing spirit. I know I was the mama that had my kids in circles and behind the scenes yelling and asking for sandwiches or a drink in between classes. And, you know, mom. And I'm like, shh, wait, you know, I could see that this is how you roll.
Yes. I had 5 kids, and they're all older now. But at the time I had the stroke, that was in 2010. When I opened up, I knew my life was changed in the hospital. I knew, and God was part of it. And I was working for God. I didn't know how, I didn't know what was going to come of it, but I remembered a doctor telling me before, meditate or medicate, because mm-hmm. I had a lot of stress, and, I wouldn't medicate at the time. So I was like, well, I wonder what this meditation is. My brain was damaged. So let me try to meditate. And I started off meditating, but anyway, so I went on to a journey of meditation. Then spirit started coming to me, and I found a class, and the teacher did tell me that my daughter was going to be curious. She told me all my kids were gifted. My daughter was going to get curious. She can meditate with you, but she said, don't let her move or something that would come. Anyway, so this one time she was 9 years old and she's like, Ma, can I meditate? I used to meditate in a closet, like a big closet. And I would just go in there to shut off the world. And she came in with me and she started moving. And I was like, I stopped the timer. I only started for 10 minutes. I'm like, cause I'm thinking what's going, cause I'm scared of my own shadow, just to put that out there. I always been, now I understand why a lot of mediums are afraid of the dark and scared of their own. So it all makes sense now. But at the time I'm like, what's happening to her? Cause I didn't move and meditate. I'm just seeing colors at this point. Like I'm just tuning into seeing colors and different things. So I stopped her. I went and told my teacher, and that's when my teacher said, don't let her move. There's no reason to move. And which I didn't really fully understand. And she can move if she wants to now.
Yeah.
But at the time I didn't know. I was like, okay, just don't move. But she started connecting immediately. And we went on to get her a journal. We would get readings from her. I remember my boss at the time, her mother was sick and dying. And the morning my boss let me know her mother passed, I asked Kaylee, she knew her mother was sick. And I said, can you please just go in for like 5 minutes? I just want to ask a question. And I thought she was like my dial up at the time. So she went in and I said, can you tell me anything about her mother? And she said, the only thing she saw was a hospital bed made with white covers. And it was made, it was empty, and her mother passed. So I knew she connected. I was like, oh my God. And so what was I getting at? What was the question? I could go off on so many tangents.
How were you able to hold space for her? We'll just say, from 10, you're watching her go, you're watching yourself meditate. You just come out of a huge, illness, it sounds like. So, and you were going through your own healing journey, and then yet you have 5 kids, you had Kaylee who's opening up, and you're connecting to your spiritualist advisor. It sounds like you were looking for inner peace and you were working with the higher source of God, love, spirit. And it sounds like from what you were saying, you brought it all forward to each and one of your children as well.
Yes, and her and my daughter, my younger daughter was 6, she was 9, and Emily had separation anxiety when I was gone at the hospital. You know, she heard a lot of adults talking, I almost died, so she was 6, and she wouldn't sleep in her bed for a good 4 months, probably after the stroke, she was in my bed, and I had this thing happen. Everything I've questioned in life or with spirit happens to me. I'm so grateful because they know my mind, like I need proof about everything. So a book fell off the shelf, literally. And it was Archangel Michael. And I'm like, now I'm going to get weird and be like, look, reading about angels. Like, I didn't know what was happening. It was a full on trip. So that book allowed Emily, I was able to teach them, and they slept in their bed together. And from that point, they were seeing angels everywhere. Yeah. So I knew I was learning literally alongside them and teaching them, but also learning so much from them at the same time. It was so beautiful.
Right. I was taught that way, Kaylee. When we and Carol, when we go through something that happens to us as children or as adults, we're looking for security and protection. And for me, my grandmother taught me how to work with the angels, and I taught my son to work with angels. And so what that feels like or looks like, clearly they're around us. And, you know, when you spoke of your readings with your brother, I heard protected. So because of the reading didn't come in the way you would have liked, is because you were still heavily protected. And so we only allow in what can come in. If they can't get past the protection, then you weren't supposed to get it. Mm-hmm. So your intention is what changed the reading, mm-hmm. and the energies of the angels working with you is clearly an example of the way you work, mm-hmm. you know, for the safety, for the connection, and for the love. And so I could see that and felt that earlier on from your interview of, you know, how you work with others as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So good job for both of you in your journey and holding space for your daughter. I can tell, Kaylee, that, you know, you will be out there on the mic and you'll be doing your work. And I know you guys have an event coming as well. And mm-hmm. like, I'm all about stepping in the power. I'm all about empowerment. And you both clearly are in your power. And this yellow that we're in was not an accident. You know, for you to talk about an illness, to talk about the changes of your senses, to talk about how, oh my gosh, I have to work with angels. And this is not an area that I'm familiar with. Spirit, brother, what are you doing to me? What is happening here? So you really are touching into the subconscious, not so much the shadow of the scary stuff. What's scary was trying to relearn and try to regrow your energies and senses in a way that you would understand. Mm-hmm. I always told Spirit, you know, I have trouble hearing or I have trouble seeing, or, you know, I says, well, I have my spirit eyes, my spirit ears. You can't, you know, all I care about is that someone can dress me right when I walk into a room, God help me, when I can't see what I'm wearing, you know. These are things that we go through. It's real. You know, when our body is changing and there's real life hits that we take, you have energetic hits and, you know, physical hits. And thank God you have a beautiful family that sounds like they love you so deeply and Spirit loves you so deeply, that have nourished you to be that conduit for Spirit.
I was going to say in the beginning, because she mentioned something, and I was thinking back at my timeline, when I was first meditating, I didn't have a lot of support around me. So back to the classes, I snuck them. I did them during the day, mm-hmm. and they were at school. I made sure I was healing. I was making sure I was, you know, I had a personal trainer at the time. I saw a natural doctor. I was trying to get my physical body and trying to follow what happened or my leads. And I put myself in class after class after class after class, because my thing is stepping into, like, I could do it behind the scenes. I could tell her, that's why I could teach her so much. I could say, I'm like, oh, but don't put me out there. So that's been a huge challenge for me. And I'm grateful that I have support around me. But I remember in the beginning, my mom, because I am a crier, so I don't know that I release emotions a lot. And I remember my mom telling me all the time, like, well, shouldn't you be happier? Like, with all this new, you know, mediumship, my newfound soul's purpose, she just always saw me in so much pain. And that would, I was like, I'm going through stuff. I'm like, so it seemed like that stretch of healing. And now I'm just on another one. I'm going through another one. So there's just constant. So it's been a challenge to balance my human life with mm-hmm. mediumship, because there is so much. I feel so much and I purge so much and I believe in so much. And it's been challenging because I want to be 100%. We just mm-hmm. did a party last night, 9 ladies, and I'm in the midst of a challenging moment in my life, and Spirit came through stronger than ever, and I was so grateful. They just show me over and over that they're with me mm-hmm. in all the times, and
always
so grateful.
Yeah. It's so true. Sometimes we have a vision of what it should look like mm-hmm. or what it's supposed to be. And when we show up and we really surrender to let a Spirit do their part, it leaves us in awe, and there's a healing that comes with it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the grace and the compassion you give and all of that flows through you. So my heart goes to you, Carol, as you work through those energies. Because I think this is an example where people think we as mediums don't have problems, or we don't hurt, or we don't grieve. And we do the best we can with what we're going through in the moment. And it's not that we should be this walking superwoman and or superman. It is being authentically true to self. Mm-hmm. And saying, this is me, and if I have a limitation, that's okay. And accepting it and honoring the body of how it's speaking to us and allowing us to do what we can in the moment and celebrate those moments. Mm-hmm. We oftentimes want to enhance and to grow and to strive. And I had to learn how to just say, I'm sorry, my feet are done. I need my slippers on. I can't walk this no more. I don't know how I'm going to get up on that stage. Oh my gosh, you know, can I see the scripting of what's being said? There's a lot of things that are played out when we're trying to still heal from things that we don't talk about. So, friend, to you, I give you nothing but blessings and love. And grace as you walk this path of mediumship. Both of you, I celebrate both of you in your journey of spirit. So thank you for sharing time.
I wanted to share too, because in that time, and it goes with everything you were just saying, really learning how to just trust and surrender to spirit and the life experiences that we're going through. In those moments to trust and surrender. And in that time of when you first started meditating and I meditated with you, after your stroke, there was about a year where we did suffer another loss, my Uncle PJ, whose anniversary is today. So we have to talk about him a little bit and how his
I can feel that
has shaped us. But it really did, because I feel like you have countless stories about PJ and how his passing was really like, okay, is this it? Is this what's going on? If this is real, then you really have to, he has to show up for us. He has to prove it to us. And
yeah, I've said it on our podcast, just that if this shit's real, you better come now. I was being very serious because I was walking away from mediumship. I already was in it for a year. He passed, and I'm like, that's why this all happened. So I was really, but he was my greatest teacher.
I feel with him, he's a little bit more hands-on in the physical part of the energies of like things moving, turning on, flickering, doors opening. Like he's more of the like Scooby-Doo, let me show you. So that is super cool. I'm really sorry that you had to endure so much loss to awaken you, but it's so cool to have the angel say, you better be here or else you're going to get it, bro. Like, you need to have our backs, because I ain't going to do this unless you show up. Yeah. So she's got some serious rules. You got some serious high standards, girl. That's for sure. So thank you both for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. It is awesome hearing your story. And it's also inspiring to see mother-daughter work together, inspiring to see what you've overcome, and inspiring to watch you step into your power. So thank you, ladies, for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. Before we go, Kaylee, where can people find you and what you're doing?
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Kaylee Marie Psychic Medium, Carolyn Medium, and we do live events. We're in the Chicagoland area, so we have a lot of live events coming up, online events and all of that. So Facebook and Instagram is where we post the most, and from there you'll be able to find us anywhere else.
Very cool. So you're a dual set. So you guys can find them dueling together, y'all. That's what's up. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You guys, you too.
Don't forget to follow Carol and Kaylee. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.